Almost Famous with John Shea. Featuring local and independent musicians from the South Shore, Boston, and New England. On 95.9 WATD.
Welcome to the Almost Famous Tiny Stage, 95.9 WATD, introducing you to independent bands and musicians from across New England. Every Tuesday, brought to you by Tiny and Sons Glass, I'm John Shea. If you're a local band or musician with original music you'd like to hear on the radio, please reach out. Find all the contact information on the Almost Famous page at 95.9WATD.com. Give me a follow on Facebook and Instagram at Almost Famous Radio. And subscribe to the podcast. Find that by searching Almost Famous WATD on your favorite podcast app or at almostfamousradio.com. So tonight, I'm being joined on the WATD Tiny Stage by Danielle Moralia. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
I am great. It's been a while since you've been here last. I think it was 2019.
Yeah.
For those who aren't familiar with you, give yourself an introduction.
My name's Danielle Moralia. I don't know. I think I've been here. How many times have I been here? A few times?
It's been at least three or four. Yeah.
I'm from the Boston area, and I put out an album in 2020 called Bright Shining Stars. I don't know if I've been here since that album.
I don't think you have. I think the last time you were here was All My Heroes Are Ghosts.
Yeah, Bright Shining Stars came out in October of 2020, so it was like right smack in the middle of everything being locked down.
Right.
So
fun times.
It was like a mixed blessing. I don't know how you say it, but it was
a lot of creativity, no way to share it.
Exactly. It was nice to actually have already finished it before everything shut down so that I'd have like something to put out in that time period. But at the same time, I couldn't do anything with it at the time. So this is like my world tour of the neighborhood.
Love it. If somebody wants to find you online and explore your catalog of music, where can you be found?
DanielleM.com. So you don't have to spell my last name. Yeah, Danielle M. Two E's, two L's.
That's excellent. It. And the socials, the streaming stuff, if people want to buy a copy of the album, what are the options?
If you go to DanielleM.com, then you can just, everything is linked right from there. So you can find your preferred method of streaming and your preferred socials and all that stuff. So that way, again, you won't have to spell the name. You can just go right there.
And speaking of music, what is out there? I know there's a couple of albums, including the new one, some singles, all that good stuff. So
yeah.
Tell us what's available.
The last one is Bright Shining Stars. Then there's All My Heroes Are Ghosts, which is under the Glory Junkies band name. Then everything else goes farther back. There's a Glory Junkies album, and there's Nothing Romantic was the first one. Box of Troubles. I think that's it. Did I miss one?
I think I nailed it.
That's
yeah.
it for ones I want anybody to know about.
And an upcoming show, which is on March 24th in Mansfield. Give us the details on that.
Yeah, I'm psyched for that. That's going to be my first show in a while, my first solo concert that I've done in a while at the Mass Arts Center in Mansfield, which is just a really cool black box theater. I almost said letterbox.
That's movies.
Yeah. Cool black box theater. It's just a cool space. The people who run it are awesome.
Well, let's hear some music. What are we starting off the night with?
I'm going to do a new one today, but I'm not going to do that yet because I want to start with one I know really well to warm up.
I understand.
So this is called All My Heroes Are Ghosts. This is the title track to that Glory Junkies album I was talking about.
Well, let's hear it. Danielle Moralia live on the WATD Tiny Stage. Whenever you're ready, it's all yours.
They smoothed out all the edges just when we need them most. Left a pile of dusty records. All my heroes are ghosts. 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 Little girl with a silver head, so couldn't wait for her future. Rock and roll. When the time came, they'd all moved on. The drugs wore off. The dream was gone. They smoothed out all the edges just when we
Danielle Morelia on the WATD Tiny Stage. Talk about how you wrote that song. I'm guessing a lot of that is true to life.
I wrote that in 2016. Prince had died that year. I think Bowie, well, it was around 2016 into 2017, and it was like Prince, Bowie, and Tom Petty, you know, died in the same year. And it was just starting to feel like our rock and roll heroes are kind of an endangered species or something, like they're they're just disappearing. And that's basically what that's about, just the loss of our musical heroes.
Well, speaking of your heroes, let's go back in time and talk about your musical beginnings. How did music first become part of your life?
I always loved music, like for as early as I can remember. I had some older kids who lived upstairs from me who were rock fans, and I loved everything. You know, I loved stuff on the radio. I was like obsessed with Michael Jackson and the Thriller album. But those guys were like guys. They were like 8 and 13, and I was probably like 6. They got me into the Rolling Stones, actually. They were like, you got to listen to this. You got to listen. Like, they got me into rock music. I think the first album, you know, that wasn't one of my parents' records or a kid's album was Rolling Stones' Tattoo You. That was the first.
Great album.
First album that I ever got that was my own. And then, you know, a bunch of 45s. It was like Jay Giles Band, Centerfold, and just tons of stuff back then. And I just always was obsessed with music.
When did it go from listening to performing?
I was about 13. I was in a real like heavy metal phase at the time. Not even heavy metal, probably like it was like the glam metal period. I remember like the turning point with that. I don't need to go through all the different phases I went through here. This is like, let's talk about my entire adolescence. But I remember there was this like turning point. My friend was really into like Headbangers Ball on MTV. And I remember watching, it was like a Skid Row video. It was the Piece of Me by Skid Row. It was that video. And I don't know if you remember that band, but Sebastian Bach, he was like, looked like a supermodel, but was kind of manly too. It was like, but he was like,
that sounds accurate.
In the city, and I'm looking for you. That voice, but he like looked, he was so beautiful. Anyway, it was like this, like, oh, like it was just this turning point of, oh, wow, that is like, there's something that's really doing something for me there. That's when I was like, I want to learn how to play guitar. Like, I just, not that he played guitar. I don't know. There was just something about getting into that music made me want to become a guitar player. So that was it. I asked my mom, I want to learn how to play guitar. The person she was seeing at the time, who, you know, ended up being sort of a stepdad to me for a few years, he was trying to impress her. So he said, well, I have a guitar. You can take it to your daughter and bring it home. And so she brought a guitar home one day. it was his. And just right away, I just got on and I learned Iron Man by ear.
Talk about the moment you transitioned from playing guitar in your bedroom, learning by ear, to performing on stage.
I had written all these poems and I started just putting music to them. And every time I'd go out to see a band, you know, anywhere, like a cover band, anything, I'd just be like, I want to be doing that. I want to be playing music on stage. And so finally, I looked in the Boston Phoenix for open mics and I found the Kendall Cafe in Cambridge that isn't there anymore. And I went there to check it out the first week, and I was like, all right, I think I could probably do that.
So cool.
So that's how it...
Let's hear more of your music. What are we listening to next?
I'm going to do a new one. I'm going to take a chance here and play a brand. So I'm working on a bunch of new songs. There's only one that I think I might be able to pull off today, but I do plan on playing a handful of new songs at this show, March 24th. At Mass Art Center in Mansfield.
Don't make that man a painting. Don't write that man a song. Don't cater to his cravings. Don't reward him for his wrongs. You're jacking up his ratings. You hate him. That villain's loudest critics are the ones who made him. You're a victim of your inability to look away. Can't let it go. You have to show you have something to say. He thrives on your outrage and you always take the bait. Breathe life into his fire with each clever point you make. Wrongs. You're jacking up his ratings. him. That villain's loudest critics are the ones who made him. But you got what it takes to take the power from that man. Sweating yourself red while you're carrying the fan. Your funny quips, your rants, your rips blowing in the breeze. Hold a mirror to a monster's face and he likes what he sees. Don't make that man a painting. Don't write that man a song. Don't cater to his cravings. Don't reward him for his wrongs. You're jacking up his ratings to prove how much you hate him. That villain's loudest critics are the ones who made him. Your eloquent attack. He's building a billboard on your back. Every word is fodder for his fandom. You meant to mock him, and you wrote them an anthem. Well, I can't predict the future, but it's looking pretty grim. 'Cause the rest of us need just as much attention as him. You hate him. That villain's loudest critics are the ones who made him.
Danielle Moralia on the WATD Tiny Stage 95.9. Love that song. That one's new.
Thank you. That's brand spanking new. It's so new that there's probably a few mistakes in there, but I'm just going to let it go.
I want to ask you what it's about, but it sounds to me kind of like it's there's no such thing as bad publicity backfiring.
Totally. Yes. Yes. Just if you don't want something to become a thing, just stop talking about it. That's really the... That's the only thing I'll say about,
yes.
about that.
I want to ask about your guitar playing, because I think that's one thing that anybody that's seen you live or hears you in your recordings that really stands out. And you've got a unique style of guitar playing.
The way I came to that style was mostly like old acoustic blues, like Mississippi John Hurt. Learning a bunch of that stuff was a huge part of it. But I took lessons with Jeff Bartley, used to run the open mic at the Cantab Lounge in Cambridge for years. That was one of the other first open mics I ever went to. He's just an amazing person, an incredible songwriter, and a beautiful guitar player. And so I took some lessons from him at that point. Like I had been playing guitar for a while at that point. I always kind of took to finger picking, but I didn't really know what I was doing. And then he taught me like the proper way to assign your fingers to the strings and all that. I learned some stuff like that. Yeah, and then just learning out of the Stefan Grossman book of transcriptions of Mississippi John Hurt. You know, honestly, I'm not a super disciplined player. So some people will take that book and learn every single note for note, and really, really pour every bit of effort into that. And I would just go like, oh, I like that. I like that alternate thumb thing. Let me find my own way to, you know, and I would just kind of end up writing a song. with that style of, you know.
There seems to be some unwritten rule in like a finger style blues that in order to do that, it has to be on a Gibson. Is that true?
It's not a rule, but it's my rule, you know, but no, there's, you know, people love Martin too. There's a lot of people, really, to me, it's like whatever guitar speaks to you is the rule. The rule is that you pick up the guitar and you don't want to put it down. That's
yes.
The rule. You're like, and you know, I've had students over the years, I've had friends who wanted to start playing who were like, what kind of guitar should I get? I'm like, the one that you pick up that you're just like, you drool a little bit when you pick it up.
Right.
You know? You're just like, no, don't take it away. You know, it's so individual. Everybody has a different chemistry with different guitars.
Right. Exactly.
You know?
Do your guitars have names?
I don't name my guitars. We name our cars in my household for some reason, but we don't name our guitars.
And speaking of your household, can I give Tom a plug?
Absolutely. Please do.
Yeah, Tom Bianchi is your husband. He's the guy that runs the Burr and Backroom in Somerville.
Yeah.
If somebody hasn't been to the Burr and Backroom in Somerville, how would you describe it?
It's just a really nice, intimate venue to go see so many different types of music there. You can see a folk show, a blues show. You can see a full band. Like, they do rock shows where people are, you know, standing room, and then they do sit down quieter shows. And it's just, it's a ticketed venue. You just, if you go to, can I say the website?
Sure, definitely.
24hourconcerts.com is the website. It's going to change to 24hourmusic.com soon, I believe, because that's actually what our series is, 24 Hour Music. But anyway, it's you can see so many different types of bands there and artists. It's a great series.
And what I love about that venue too, and I think this is part of Tom's insistence when he was first, you know, getting that back room ready, is there's no TVs.
I mean, honestly, the owners of the Burren have made it that way. They've never, ever wanted TVs in that room because they're also musicians. Tommy and Louise McCarthy are Irish musicians from Ireland, and they wanted it to be an authentic Irish bar when they opened it up. They were like, there's no way we're ever putting TVs in this place. So, yeah.
That's what makes it unique.
Essential. It's
no
essential.
Distractions.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
We are up against our first break of the Tiny Stage Hour. We have a lot more to get to, more stories to share, more songs to hear, too, from Danielle Morelia. Brought to you each week by Tiny and Sons Glass. The Tiny Stage, back in just a few.
And now, back to Almost Famous on 95.9 WATD.
Welcome back to the Almost Famous Tiny Stage Hour, 95.9 WATD, introducing you to independent bands and musicians from across New England. Every Tuesday, brought to you by Tiny and Sons Glass. I'm John Shea, being joined on the WATD Tiny Stage by singer-songwriter Danielle Morelia. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Welcome back.
Thanks.
It's been a hot minute. 2019, I think we were saying, is the last time you were here.
Yeah.
So share with us all the details, the website, the socials, the available music, a big show coming up later on in the month over in Mansfield. What's going on?
So the website is daniellem.com, and that's the touch-all for everything. You can just go there to get all the socials, all wherever you your preferred streaming places. The last album was Bright Shining Stars that I put out on Viztone Records. Came out in 2020, and I'm playing in Mansfield at the Mass Arts Center March 24th. It's going to be a solo concert, and I'm super psyched for it.
That's
love
great.
That venue.
What can we expect that night?
I'm going to do a handful of new stuff, so you can expect a little bit of stumbling here and there, but but I'll pepper those in with songs I know really well, so there'll be a little bit of nervousness of like, oh no, this one's new, which is exciting, right? That's exciting. And
absolutely.
Then there'll be old standbys that I know real well as well.
I love it. I heard, too, that, was it last year, you were the recipient of a Boston Blues Award?
Well, okay, so I was supposed to go down to Memphis for the International Blues
That's what it
Challenge.
Was.
That's what it was. And I didn't make it down. All right, so I should preface it. If somebody who wants to sound more, you know, impressive than someone who just had sciatica would say... I won the Boston Blues Challenge. Woohoo! I won
That's
the Boston
what it was,
Blues
the Boston
Challenge.
Blues yes. Challenge.
But then I was supposed to go down to Memphis and do the International Blues Challenge, and I could not go because I could not drive because I had a bad hip injury. Just my hip was all messed up for the month of January. So that's another reason why I'm really excited to get back out and play a full show in March, because I can move around again.
Well, on that note, let's go back into your music. What are we listening to next?
I'm going to do another new one. This is not super new, but it's not recorded. And I wrote this. This is the only song that I wrote when everything was shut down.
Let's hear it. Danielle Morelia, The Tiny Stage, 95.9 WATD.
The last couple of years smashed down some of our lights. Been left jagged edges. Some old fears proven true in some plights. Ain't worth the wear on the ledges when the world reassembles. Some parts will be in junk drawers. Our lines will be deeper, and I'll still be yours. I'll still be yours. Mm-hmm. little shared meal is worth its weight in love. These walls, although tight, are a gift. We stare at the water, anticipate bubbles, awaiting the earth to shift. When the world reassembles, some parts will be in junk drawers. And I'll still be yours. I'll still be yours. I'll still be yours. The day's dark and heavy. We're mourning the light. I snapped at you, you snapped at me. Like dogs who've been beaten, we bite. Human touch is a luxury. Some have not. Some roam the hallways for air. My presumed grief could crush me. I know what I've got. Count my blessings like crosses to bear. When the world reassembles, some parts will be in junk drawers. Our lines will be deeper, and I'll still be yours. I'll still be yours.
Danielle Morelia on the WATD Tiny Stage. Talk about that song, another newer one.
That was, yeah, I don't know. I was just thinking about when everybody got back together, how it would be. And, you know, everybody was kind of in different situations at home. And I knew some people split up when during that time. I knew some people got closer, you know. I think just everybody was sort of in the same boat, but having a little bit of a different experience.
Exactly.
You know?
The anxiety level was pretty high.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's talk about songwriting. How did songwriting first become part of your life?
I always wrote. I even wrote songs when I was, before I really played an instrument. Like when I was 10, my friends and I went to see, this is embarrassing, but we got really inspired because we went to see this movie called Satisfaction with Justine Bateman. Do you remember this movie from the
80s? No. Before my time.
It was like Liam Neeson was in it. It's this like crazy movie. I mean, it was just, it's such a, like, it really just came and went, but we went to see it and it was like an all girl band. And it was just this, like, we were just like, we're in it. Let's start a band. It made us want to start a band. I mean, I was already really into music. I was like, you know, obsessed with Prince and obsessed with R&B music of the time and, you know, everything you could imagine. But something about that movie, maybe because we just saw all these women on stage, you know, doing their thing together, we were like, let's start a band. And so I wrote like all these just cheesy pop songs for that band. And I had this little Casio keyboard. For some reason at the time I was like, I'll play keyboard. And my friend Brenda had, her father was a guitar player. So he gave her his guitar and taught her a couple of things on guitar, taught me a couple of things on piano. He just taught us all a little bit. Our friend just played a snare drum because that's all we had. And so I wrote these just cheesy pop tunes. So it was like the first time first songs that I wrote. And then I started really writing songs probably like while I was in college. Because I was in school for creative writing at Emerson. But I wasn't playing as much back then. But that's kind of what led to me writing songs. After I graduated, it was like I really started making all of that stuff into songs.
So through your songwriting and through your guitar playing, how did you discover the voice that we're listening to tonight?
Again, it just kind of evolves over time, like just doing it. Just, I used to do these like 4-hour bar gigs. If everything doesn't get sharper at some point after doing, that much, just putting, it's like you're putting your hours in or whatever, you know, that made a huge difference. Just doing a few years of that, it's like intensified training, you know, just singing and playing. When I first started really playing out and singing, I would just kind of scream into the mic. I had no mic control at all. I just wanted to be Janis Joplin. So I would just like, just belt everything. In fact, Jeff Bartley said to me one time at the Cantab open mic, just before I was about to play, he said, bring them to you. Don't sing at them. Bring them to you. You know, so that was like, there was something about that, just that advice that clicked. It changed a lot in that moment. I was like, oh yeah, you don't have to just be like, ah, here I am the
exactly.
whole time. Like you can, you know, it taught me dynamics.
We have Bright Shining Stars, your latest album that came out in 2020. You've played a couple of new songs tonight. What's on the horizon music-wise for you? Do you have any plans for the next, you know, for the rest of 2024 into 2025?
I'm just going to try to finish these songs and make a new album. I'm going to go in and record a single in a couple of weeks and just get something new out soon and then start building it, start working on a new record. That's the plan.
Fantastic. Well, let's do more live stuff. What are we listening to next?
All right. We were talking about Bright Shining Stars, so I'll do something from that album. That album is mostly covers I've been doing over the years of either old blues stuff or there's a couple of Dylan tunes on there. So I'm going to do It Hurts Me Too, which is, I think it was originally recorded by Tampa Red. I learned it by way of Big Bill Brunzi, who's one of my favorites.
Very nice. Danielle Miraglia on the WATD Tiny Stage. I want to talk about recording for a moment here when you're in the studio, but to get to that, How do you adapt what you play live to the studio setting?
This last album, I basically recorded it exactly as I would have played it live. The last two albums I made really were like that. Even the band album, hearing it back the way that you just play it naturally live, to me, is the best way to do it, because otherwise it just sounds stiff. I mean, it's the way they used to record back in the day. They just all get in and record together and record it live. This one, Bright Shining Stars, I went in and did a bunch of tracks just with my stomp box. Like, you know, I do like a stompy thing when I play live with a box with a mic in it. So we mic'd the box up and I just played the songs like I would live. And then we overdubbed a few things. It's mostly a solo album, but I had a couple of friends. Peter Parchek came in and recorded a couple of lead guitar tracks, and my friend Lauren Scudder played on a track or two. But it was pretty much an acoustic album that sounds as close to what I do live when I'm playing solo as anything else. And the Glory Junkies album, All My Heroes Are Ghosts, I would write the songs, send them to the band, and then we would rehearse them, and then we did a residency at Toad in Cambridge. We did like a month-long residency and just played those songs live all month long, and then we went into the studio and recorded them live. And again, it's not like, oh, this is it. We can't do anything with this now. This is the live. Like, we go in, and then if I hated a lot, like one vocal part or something, I might re-record a piece of it, or we might overdub a solo or something. But the essence of it was live, you know? And honestly, I didn't really have to redo vocals on that, because I liked my vocals on that better than I usually do when I just go in the studio and try to record like vocals by themselves.
That's great. That's the secret.
Yeah, just doing it like you would do it live, with no affectations and no, you know, I mean, there's just, without getting inside your head, just playing it like you would, you know.
Maybe not Bright Shining Stars, because that's kind of a more of a cover album, but for like All My Heroes Are Ghosts, how many songs did you go into that project with, and how did you narrow them down to what made the final cut?
I mean, I recorded everything that I had at the time, because I had about five that I wrote really quickly, like within that period of time. And then I had a few older ones that I hadn't recorded before. So half the album is all brand new stuff at the time, and the other half is stuff that just hadn't gotten the treatment yet.
That's great.
Yeah.
I remember reading about, well, I think it was Springsteen's Darkness on the Edge of Town. He had like 200 songs written for that.
Right. I mean,
he had to like struggle to like...
Yeah, I mean, it's like, no, I've definitely never had that problem. I'm like, I have too many songs. Which ones? I know people like that who are like, I don't even know which ones to record because I have so many. I'm like, oh, do we have another one we can put on?
We need one more. Go home and write one.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not prolific like that. Like, I really, nowadays, especially, I have to, like I said, I have to like say, all right, I'm getting up every day and working on it, or else I won't do it. I tend towards lazy if ever possible.
Hey, whatever works. It sounds great, whatever you're doing.
Thank you.
Well, let's continue. What are we listening to next? I think we have two more.
All right, I'll do one off of All My Heroes Are Ghosts, actually. Another one off of that.
Take some beats and drop them in. True now. grab whatever you can use, throw it in a pile, and make your own news. Make your own news. Make your own news. Make your own. We imagined a monster and we made it real. We imagined a monster and we made it real. We imagined a monster and we made it real.
Danielle Moralia on the WATD Tiny Stage. Another song I have to ask you about.
Yeah.
Similar to an earlier song tonight?
Well, sort of. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, just about how we can just kind of make stuff up nowadays and put it out there and it spreads way too easily.
It really does. Especially, you know, now more than ever. It seems like it's like wildfire.
Yeah. Yeah. It's scary. It's scary. You know.
We talked earlier, that was off of All My Heroes Are Ghosts. You played the title track earlier. You name-checked Prince in that song. And I'm curious to know, too, your influences. Who did you grow up listening to? I know you talked about this a little bit earlier, but go into more detail of who you grew up listening to. Who are you listening to today?
It's fluctuated throughout the years, but, like, Prince has been an ongoing, just, he's, you know, he's like, he brings me the most joy of any artist that I've ever.
And he can literally do anything.
Just, yeah, I mean, and it's just, it's like pure joy. It's not, it's like an influence, but it's also just, I almost don't even want him to be an influence. I just want him to be pure joy for me. You know, like when someone's an influence, you start analyzing what they're doing.
Right.
And I don't, like, it's kind of ruins it when you overanalyze it. But yeah, I mean, as far as just influencing my writing and my play, like, I mean, you know, the Stones have always been there too. The Stones have always been a huge part of everything. Janis Joplin, I was obsessed with in high school. And
what do you think of the Stones' new album?
I like it.
I do too.
I think it's great.
My dad
loves
it.
We listen to it a lot. My husband listens to that album a lot. It's funny. It's like, yeah, it's really cool. I like that album. It sounds like a classic Stones album.
It really does.
Yeah, it's great. You know, I adore the Stones. Like, Stones have just always been there. And you know, but then as far as influences go, you know, like I said, like guitar wise if it wasn't for that Mississippi John Hurt stuff, I don't know if I'd be playing the way I play. And writing wise it's like, you know, all the, you know, the songwriters, Dylan and Joni Mitchell, and there's so many I can't even I can't even name everybody. But
how about locally, who are you listening to on the local front?
Like, I love Tim Guerin. He's such a great,
he's
so great. You know, I'd have to name all my friends because I love my friends, my friend Jen Kearney, Lisa Bastoni. Like, they're great. They're just great writers and great performers. I mean, I could go on and on about, you know, and my husband's band, the Baker Thomas Band. They're so much fun. If you ever get a chance to go out to see them, they do
Legends.
A Lizard Lounge residency on the first Thursday of the month. We have a lot of great music in the area, so it's hard to even narrow it down. There's so many great musicians around here.
What's a song you wish you had written?
Oh, man. A lot of Tim Guerin tunes, actually. I just listened to his last album, like, oh, he got to that idea before I did. I want that. Oh, God. A song, like, a song. I would, like, Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. I love that tune.
Good answer.
That's a great song. That's, like, just one of the best, you know, bitter tunes that has ever been written, maybe. You know.
Speaking of bitter, is there a song you wish was never written?
Oh, man. I don't know. I don't like to badmouth anybody, so...
We are up against our final break of the Tiny Stage Hour. We have time for one more song. Does that work
right.
for you?
Yeah, I'm going to switch guitars.
Okay.
And
while you do that, I'm going to go into the break, and we'll be back in just a few. We have Danielle Moralia here on the WHD Tiny Stage. We have one more song left and a few more things to talk about. Stick around, 95.9 WATD.
And now, back to Almost Famous on 95.9 WATD.
For the final time tonight, welcome back to the Almost Famous Tiny Stage, 95.9 WATD, brought to you by Tiny & Sons Glass. I'm John Shea. If you're a local band or musician with original music you'd like to hear on the radio, please reach out. Find all the contact information on the Almost Famous page at 95.9WATD.com. Give me a follow on Facebook and Instagram at Almost Famous Radio and subscribe to the podcast. Find that by searching Almost Famous WATD on your favorite podcast app. Or at almostfamousradio.com. Tonight being joined for the final time on the Tiny Stage by Danielle Moralia. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Thank you for making this work.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thanks, my pleasure.
Thank you. Thanks for doing this. Thanks for just having this show. I mean, there's not enough of this kind of thing nowadays.
Thank you.
Thank you for supporting the locals and the, you know.
I mean, artists like you make my job much easier. So. Give yourself one final introduction, if you would.
All right. Well, I'm going to close out. Can I just mention March 24th one more time?
Yes.
March 24th, Mass Arts Center, Mansfield. Please buy tickets. Please come. I would love to see people there. It would be really nice to get to play for people.
Definitely. And I get all the information on your website.
It's been a little while since I've gotten to do like a full concert. I've done a lot of like gigs here and there, but that's going to be like a fun concert to do. And it's an early evening thing too. It's 5 p.m. on a Sunday.
Oh, so great.
It's, like,
so yes,
it's a nice early evening. Get you home
time
to
get some dinner afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to close out with, this is an older one of mine that I've been playing.
Share your website and your music that's out there too. So if people want to check you out.
The catch-all is DanielleM.com. DanielleM. M as in mom or Moralia.
There you go.
.com. And it's the easiest place to just go and everything's there. So all the things are there.
Fantastic. Best of luck. Get home safely. And
thank you.
Before you play the final song, tell us what it's about.
This is called Home, and it's an older one of mine that's on my album, Box of Troubles, that I've been playing it again. And I don't know, it's just started, you know, sometimes old songs start speaking to you again.
And I think when I first met you, I met you through this song because
there's
like a video on YouTube of like you playing this in like someplace, I think it was Sheesh that did the video or something.
Oh, maybe. Oh, in the house? Was it at my house?
Yeah, it was like a series of videos that he was doing at the time.
He was doing big one or something?
Yeah, something like that. Yes.
I might have that name wrong, but it might be that. Was it big old? Anyway.
I think it was. Yeah. He did a whole series of videos with musicians like playing in like weird settings.
Yeah. Yeah. That was at my house. My turtle at the time, our turtle, RIP, was in the frame. Anyway. All right, so I'm just going to play the song.
Let's hear it, Danielle Moraga. Right. Thank you again. Get home safely. We'll talk to you soon.
Shed your skin. warm sounds in his name. His old friends are still around, but they don't look the same. Take your time. Do the things you love, 'cause even when it's on your side, it's never enough. Devils get their wings, some angels fall. The rest of us roam. You can lie in your own bed within these walls, but you can't go home. You can't go home. You can't go home.